99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Happy Friday and happy National Avocado Day. I'm Ian Canfield on The Mountain. I mention this because I would like to remind you, as I do every so often, do you know that I had not eaten avocado until the very first time I visited America? Now, they are available in England, but they're certainly not as prevalent as they are this side of the pond. And you know, I always think that part of my job here is to remind you that you don't know how good you've got it. I didn't visit America until I was 20. Can you imagine getting through 20 years of your life and having not eaten guacamole? But that was me. Until I came to America. Once again, I tell you, you've no idea how good you've got it here. You're welcome. Oh, there's an update on the man who has been breaking into my apartment complex wearing a women's top and women's underwear. And by the way, this is not about his choice of clothing. I've lived in this apartment complex for several years now. A lot of people have moved in and out during that time. There are many apartments in the building. I'm going to say that statistically, there have probably been other men in that building who sometimes have enjoyed wearing women's clothing. And to that I say, whatever gets you through the night. The issue with this guy is he assaulted one of the members of staff and was threatening other residents. So I mentioned this yesterday, that he showed up on Wednesday in the afternoon. I was having a nap. I slept through most of this. But there was a huge police presence and somehow he got away. Yesterday, he showed up again. Now, I will tell you that I am, broadly speaking, a big fan of the cops, and I've met a lot of them when we're out and about doing events. I know a lot listen to this show, appreciate them listening, I appreciate what they do. But I now have to ask a question. We know this guy's wearing a woman's top and women's underwear. Is he also wearing high heels? Because if this guy is in high heels and he's now evaded capture 2 days in a row, I might have to start questioning the fitness of the police department. I was very much of the feeling we already have too many cooking shows. I remember saying that when Gavin Rosdell from Bush was launching one. But stand by, here comes another, and this one is hosted by RFK Jr. on YouTube. The Hollywood Reporter headline reads, "Hope you like raccoon penis." The thing with RFK Jr. and his, shall we call it, exotic diet is you need a lot of freezer space. He's bragged about having a 21 cubic feet freezer in order to house the bears and various other forms of roadkill that he's eaten. Didn't he have a whale head at one point? I don't know if that was food or just a trophy. You know, I don't know how practical it will be for the likes of you and I to follow his cooking tips, because I think you're going to need a massive, massive freezer, which makes me go back to the raccoon penis. I mean, how big is raccoon penis? That might be the most practical meat to eat out of everything he's suggesting. Congratulations to Ben Affleck and Jeopardy champ Jamie Ding. They went all the way on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire this week, and the $1 million that they've won is going to Ben's charity, the Eastern Congo Initiative. I'm Ian Canfield on The Mountain. There's a sort of version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that is on UK TV, and it's called Mastermind. It's a similar thing, except that you choose a specialist subject and you answer a load of questions on that particular subject. And I mention it because, do you know the singer Frank Turner? He's a British guy. He comes through every so often. He don't do badly. I think he was at the Oriental Theatre last time he was in Denver. Anyway, Frank Turner did a version of Celebrity Mastermind in the UK, and his specialist subject was Iron Maiden. You know, the band that are not only my favourite band, but they're the thing that I love more than most things in life. And Frank Turner got more questions on Celebrity Mastermind on Iron Maiden correct than I could answer. I sort of know him from when I was on the radio in the UK. And when he comes through, I bring this up and he always says, well, that's because I'm a bigger Iron Maiden fan than you. And then proceeds to show me his Iron Maiden tattoo and says, you haven't got one of these either. Well, next time Frank Turner is in town, I demand an Iron Maiden rematch. Would you pay $5 for 4 ice cubes? Because Aldi tried selling ice for that price, and apparently it's not been a huge success. These were large, fancy ice cubes, but I think they became a viral sensation online from people making fun of them, and sales have not exactly been through the roof. I'm Ian Camfield on the mountain. I've got to tell you, though, this is another example of you don't know how good you've got it here. Do you know, I'd never seen crushed ice until I moved to America. I mean, in England, first of all, ice doesn't come with every cold drink like it does here. And secondly, if you specifically ask for ice in the UK, quite often they'll get out some tongs and put in 1 or 2 cubes. It used to drive me nuts. Whereas, you know, here, we're civilised. So you just get a lot of ice. I went to a culinary dropout last weekend with one of my buddies, and he was not happy that the size of the ice cube in his old fashioned wasn't big enough. You see, people get very specific about ice here. I remember when I was moving into my most recent apartment building, I told them that it was a deal breaker that I had to have a fridge that dispensed ice, because some of the apartments did and some didn't. And I remember the woman looking at me going, we could move if you would like this unit, we could move a fridge in from one of the other ones that dispenses ice. And I was like, yeah, you can't upsell me on in-unit laundry. I'm about the ice, and it needs to come with a crushed option too. The funeral of Chuck Norris took place this week in Vegas, and 5,000 people went. In my head, Chuck Norris died quite some time ago, so they waited a while for the funeral. But I guess they had to send out 5,000 invites, that's why. Do you know, I've been disappointed that Urban Outfitters have not done a reprint of their book of Chuck Norris-isms. I bought it years ago when I was living in Phoenix. And since he passed away, I go to Urban Outfitters or I go past it quite a bit and I keep on popping in thinking, I wonder if they've got an updated version of the Chuck Norris book. And they've missed a trick by not doing a reprint. I mean, for a start, I'm reading an article on TMZ about 5,000 people showing up to the funeral. And even TMZ point out, as soon as there's an accurate account, Chuck will announce it. You see, that's an additional Chuck Norris-ism that could be in a reissued version of the book. Well, that'll just about do it. Happy Friday. Thanks for starting your days with me on the mountain this week. If you missed anything, you know, we put together a very short podcast of the newsy bits from this show so you can get fully up to date with all of the oh-so-serious stories I've covered this week. Podcast is available wherever you get podcasts. Just search for Ian Camfield, or you can get it at 99.5 The Mountain. I will leave you with this thought. I just saw one of these On This Day in History things. Tomorrow is the 45th anniversary of MTV. I know. Can you believe that? It launched August 1st. 1981. So MTV turns 45 tomorrow, right? If in 1981 we were playing music from 45 years ago, in 1981, 45 years ago, would have been 1936.